This is a Tri-Cities Hometown Story on News Radio 610 KONA. Here's host Rob Ellsworth.
We're here with John Ramsey, owner of Broadmoor RV in Pasco. John, what brought you to the Tri-Cities?
Well, first, Rob, it was nice to talk to you today.
And I'm glad to be here with you.
Well, it's great to be here with you. Got out of the Navy. My dad asked me if I wanted to go farming over here. And I said yes, and so we went farming up in the blocks for about 6 years.
So how did that come together? Because I know you grew up in Olympia. How was your dad over here?
He wasn't over here. He had worked with a guy on an oil well over at Ocean City, and he moved over. I don't know if you know Clark Watkins.
Yeah.
Clark's dad and my dad used to work on an oil rig together at Ocean City. And my dad kept coming over here to go bird hunting, and Herman kept asking my dad to come over and go farming. So my dad quit his job, which he was in the lumber industry, and moved over and bought Charlie Cox's place out there on Taylor Flats and Fur Road, and that was our first 160 acres, and we started farming.
So what took you into the auto RV sales?
Well, my dad, we were in farming for 6 years. We'd gotten it up to about 600 acres, and one day he just went in and took a nap at 56 years old and didn't wake up. And we hadn't put it into a corporation or anything, and like family issues do happen. I had a stepmother, and she just said, I'm selling the farm and moving back to the coast. And she did, and I had gotten married to Deanne Calloway, which is one of the Calloways out in the blocks, and we had a little girl, and they gave us like 3 months to get off the farm, and we did. So, and if it wasn't for her dad that let us put a double wide trailer on their property, we would have probably moved to town. So then I went into Walt Swearingen and an irrigation specialist. I knew Walt. My dad, Walt, was originally from the coast too. And he had told my dad, or I went in and asked him for a job, and he gave me a job, $3.25 an hour, gluing pipe in an orchard. But I had to have work, so.
Did you start in auto sales or RV sales when you moved that direction?
Once I worked for Walt for a couple of years, and then had my own little business gluing or repairing irrigation pipe out in the blocks. I quit that, and my wife, I just decided that I needed to do something else. So I walked into Rustine one day, and I thought I could be a salesman. And obviously they did too, because they hired me. And I went on there. I sold for about 3 years and became a manager, and I ran Russ's Nissan store. And then he asked me to go down to the RV center, and that's what I went down there. And I worked there for about 3 years. 4 years.
So how much of a transition was it for you to go from autos to RVs?
None at all. It was RVs is, to me, was more interesting. The people were there for a lifestyle change. You know, it wasn't, I just need a car. I want to go camping. I want to go on a trip. Mm-hmm. I want to have fun. And so it was, they were more excited about
because it was adventure. Like a want purchase, not a need purchase.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
We'll be right back with John Ramsey right after these messages.